This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.
Time to take a deep breath and clear your mind. It's time for a spiritual chat with Love Keras. Listen in now for insight, meaning and more. Love Keras, on now, only on RTFM.
Good morning, and you're listening to Love Keras on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM. And this morning, I'm joined with the lovely Karen Morati. Hello, Karen. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you for coming. So, for everybody who knows me, my name is Keras, and I'm kind of well-known in the area for my massage. So I'm a body worker, I'm a therapist, I'm a spiritual coach, and I've also produced my own deck of oracle cards, which are called Peace of Mind, an intuitive healing process. And tell me about yourself, Karen. What do you do?
Thank you. Well, I am a Reiki practitioner, but not only that, in the last 2 years, when I was finally finishing my Reiki training, I came across vibroacoustic therapy. Now, vibroacoustic therapy is not really well known in New Zealand at this stage. I was actually the first person, I believe, to bring it into New Zealand.
Oh, interesting.
Yes. So vibroacoustic therapy is, I felt, quite powerful. I attended some of those sound summits and came across it, which was quite good timing when I was finishing my Reiki training. And yes, today I'd just like to share a little bit about that for a start.
Yeah.
So we'd have to probably go back to the start of energy, frequency and vibration, which is what it's all about.
Yeah.
When we think of Einstein's famous equation, E equals mc squared, he fundamentally, that says that human beings are a concentration of mass and energy.
Yeah.
Right, so that basically means that we're all vibrating molecules of energy, which is quite an interesting fact.
Well, as we know now, is the truth.
And proven by science. So drilling it down, what we'd say there is, because everything is vibrating as a frequency, and everything has a frequency, even from the stars to the cells in your body to your organs. Basically, they all have a natural resonance that they vibrate at. So that's the basis of where we start. So your body is basically in harmony when you first start out, which is great. And then life happens, as we know.
Doesn't it just?
With our stress triggers, relationships, finances, family, we've got, like, social media now and news has not been very positive, and I think that impacts a lot of people more than we know.
Oh, totally. I got to be honest, I've not watched the news in over 20 years.
Yeah, I agree.
I cannot, and as soon as it comes on, I'm like, yep, not turn it off straight away. I don't need outside influences telling me what I need to think.
Exactly, yeah. So it's no wonder that we have so many emotions that come up for all of us and impact on us, which is, I did an exercise actually on how many negative words, to do a word cloud picture.
Yeah.
So how many negative words there were, and quite frankly, I was overwhelmed because there are so many negative words and emotions for us. And of course, emotions are just energy in motion.
Yes.
So for us, what that does to our nervous system when we're in a stressed environment is puts us into that parasympathetic mode, the fight or flight response, which is if you get stuck in that mode, it's really not good for the body and the mind and the soul. So that's where we get to, our body gets in disharmony and throws us out of our frequency. So the vibroacoustic is all built on, basically you have a nice lie down on a cushion, which obviously you'd care us with.
I have just experienced this for myself, and I got to be honest, it was amazing.
Awesome.
Absolutely amazing.
So the idea is that I feed in frequencies that are going to help the person at that particular time, and you receive a nice relaxing massage at the cellular level, and there's a lot going on the inside of the body as well.
Yeah.
So Karis might do a bit more.
Yeah, what I experienced, so, beautiful little setup. You've got your own, what do you call it?
It's a vibroacoustic cushion.
Vibroacoustic cushion. So it's like a, kind of like a speaker, and it's got the massage. If you imagine the big old speakers in the car, leaning up against one of them with one of your favourite songs on, and you're feeling the vibrations, the energy, the words. You did put some beautiful music on as well, on headphones, and I could listen to that and relax, and I just went into such a peaceful state. And also, I was also blessed to have a bit of an energy balance in with your Reiki as well. That's a twofer.
That's my energy frequency vibration immersion session that you have received there.
Yep.
Yeah. So you are right. Inside the cushion is actually transducers. So that's basically feeding the frequencies into the transducers, which then you feel as vibration.
Yes.
So sound into vibration, which reaches you right through to your cellular level. And what it's doing is, you know, not only making you feel nice and relaxed, which it's obviously going to do that, but it's actually getting all the molecules and cells to react in a cascade of beautiful chemicals. Your endorphins are going, your vagus nerves getting the nice massage, sympathetic nerves. Everything's getting that massage, and hopefully what we're trying to achieve is to kick back what the frequency that's out of tune back into tune again.
Well, I can tell you there was a party going on in my sacral chakra.
I felt that.
So I'll get back in touch with you in a few days and give you some feedback on how I've been going on, because like anybody, like this work and any kind of energy work, you don't feel it straight away. It takes a little bit of time for the results to show.
Yeah, it sure does, yeah. Like we say, you might feel something straight away, but overnight, in the next few days, that's when your energies are building. And that's sometimes why in energy work we say, come back for another couple.
Yes.
And then the energy is accumulating and actually creating like a something that's going to last a lot longer.
Yeah,
and
help
you a lot better.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So if I phone you 2 o'clock in the morning and say, Karis, working.
Yeah, it's been working. Phone's off. Beautiful.
Oh, cool. So how many, is there a lot of practitioners that you brought it in from somewhere else? You were the first one in New Zealand.
So there's a lot of practitioners overseas. We've got Europe, United States. I trained through Vibroacoustic International, which is United States based. And that's been great because I've got colleagues basically that I can bounce off. And
yeah, that's so important.
It is so important. And especially for something that's quite new.
Yeah.
We say it's pioneering. But they have been researching for 40-something years.
Yeah.
So they still say that's new, which I said, you know, I'm feeling old.
Yeah. In the scheme of things, it kind of is.
Yeah. So 40 years of research, and they've discovered those frequencies that help with various things, like I say. And what they've done is they've done a lot of data behind that. And you'll find on my website, which I'll give you at the end.
Yeah.
My website has links through to research that has been done, and it's helped like a number of different conditions. Long term, if you've got a condition that needs, a lot of work.
I
recommend going to buy a cushion, because there's only one of me here.
Yeah.
And even though my cushion's portable, and I have done sessions in various places, like Somerset in our local Marinotto, and also in a private home of an elderly lady. I think, you know, people, if it's long term, they need to just look after themselves and potentially buy one themselves.
Perfect. And I tell you what, I met you at the Wellness Fair in Inglewood. Yes. And you had your whole setup there. So if you would like to test out this setup for yourself, are you often at these wellness fairs?
I try. That was my very first one that I attended. And I can't, unfortunately, make the second one, but I will try to get back to, to that again.
Because we've got one in Bell Block starting up as well, and we've also got the Stratford one as well.
Yes.
So there's a few options there. So I tell you what then, after this the show comes on and we are able to link you up with my Facebook page. If you guys are on Facebook, find me Love Keris, or my website's lovekeris.com, and there's links to my Facebook page there. I am in the process, I'm in the thought process of reinventing my website. So bear with me, but the best place to find me is on Facebook, because that's where I'm most active. And I will link in to Karen's your profile and your business profile as well. So if anybody wants to try this out for themselves, you can get in touch with you, Karen, and hook something up between the both of you.
Sounds great. And I might even offer a $10 discount for the energy frequency vibration session for the month of November.
Right. So now we know where to get to find you. Perfect. Because, so the 11th 11th today, this has been hitting us all day, hasn't it, Karen?
Yes, it's amazing.
Ting, ting. So what better, what more could you ask for? Okay then, so we'll have a little bit of a break now. Thank you for telling us all about that. Now I'm interested in finding out your first choice in music.
Well, my very first choice is Africa by Toto. Very special for me because all through my life, I've had a travel bug, and travel's good for the soul. And from the young age, I said, right, I'm going to travel. And the day that my mother said, you won't travel, you won't go, I basically booked it within 5 minutes. It was a good push I needed.
Perfect.
And it was very, very special, but it opened a lot of channels for me.
Yes.
I nearly, you could say, nearly felt like I drowned on doing the Zimbabwe whitewater rafting, and I fell out of the boat, and I'm absolutely terrified of water, so I only did this because the guy that I was staying with had never done it himself in his own country.
Yeah.
So I said, right,
let's do it. Yeah. What could possibly go wrong?
My mother felt like I was screaming from, she could hear me in her sleep. And then I had experiences with England after that, which I had obviously opened channels to the experiences and energy. So we'll leave that there for that.
Yeah. That's a story for another day. Awesome. So enjoy.
Longing for some solitary company. that I must do what's right. Sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti, I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
It's an oldie but a goodie.
It sure is.
That takes me back a few years, and we've had some interesting conversations about some of the travels that we've done over the past few years as well. So, yeah, thank you, Karen. That was really cool. So now I'm interested in learning, how did you get into the holistic therapy field?
I think it's always been a part of me, and I did my original Reiki course was probably about 30 years ago with Jeanette Wilson.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I started because she was living in Ingwood at the time, which was very handy. I didn't finish it because life gets in the road and then you actually have to get a job and make some money.
Get a real job.
Get a real job. But there again, that was an awesome job for me because it was actually the eyesight and tourism industry, doing travel, which was my passion, obviously.
Yeah.
So that's where it started. And over the years, I've done many different courses, workshops. I mean, to me, knowledge is power and constantly learning.
Yeah.
Like my husband said to me the other day, because I used to enjoy reading books, and he said, you're not reading normal books. I said, no, but I enjoy reading how to, you know, help people, energy work, just all the different topics that come up that I've got that many books backed up.
I've got enough to last me the next 10 years.
I actually do. So basically over the years, like, I did a shaman workshop. Actually, it was a whole weekend retreat, which was
nice.
Pretty amazing. And that was with David Warren. And I've done Suzanne Giesman, some people that may know of her. She's actually a medium. She's got her daughter, stepdaughter, that passed away from being electrocuted by lightning, I think. Ooh. It was. And that sort of started her down the track that she spoke to her. And since then, you know, she's very good at helping people to connect with the other side. Which the funny thing is, when I started that course, the day after my dad had a stroke and basically didn't come out of it.
Yeah.
And that was in COVID time. So that was an experience in itself about what we weren't allowed to do and not.
Yes.
Basically the first person that we lost was my brother a number of years. Actually, it was 5 days before my 30th birthday, which was not the fun.
Pretty horrific.
Yeah. And so the loss and grief has been probably a key theme in life, and wanting to be there for people when they pass over. And
yeah,
that's what took me. But
yeah, I get that.
Mm.
Yeah, I lost my brother-in-law 2 weeks during COVID, and that was a big shock to the systems. And I get the healing thing as well. Since childhood, I've always wanted to be a helper, and it's really cool that you can find something that vibes with your tribe, and you know, because when you when you're healing others, you're also healing yourself. You don't realize that when you're doing it.
Exactly.
But it's I liken it to pouring a cup of tea.
Mm.
Yeah, you've got your teapot, and you've got your tea bags. Now your tea bag is you. And what flavour, you know, so all the training and everything that you've put into that, that's your own very special recipe, yeah?
Exactly.
And then you add the water, and I call the source water, mm-hmm. you know, so you're getting your energy from the source, then melts into the tea bag, and then you can pour tea for others. But it's also remembering that the inside of the teapot also gets wet as well, so to be able to have something that you can share and share alike.
Beautiful, yeah. I mean, energy for me probably became very strong and relevant when I did travel. Like I said, this might turn into a ghost story, but...
Go on.
Go on.
I love ghost stories.
So with that first trip to Africa, I also went to visit my pen friend who was in the UK. And she was living in London at the time. And honestly, when I first went to London, I did not like it. The vibes were just, it was dark energy.
I hear that.
And so my pen friend and I were walking down the road at one stage, and I saw this guy coming towards me. And honestly, he looked like Charles Manson.
Okay.
And I thought, oh, I got shivers just thinking about it. And I put my head down. I thought, by the time, you know, I'll keep my head down and keep walking, and then I'll put my head up when he's walked past. Well, it was a little bit, and then I put my head up, and he was right in front of me.
Ooh.
And he snorted like a pig. And I was obviously, what is going on here? And I said to my pen friend, he kept walking then, and I said to my pen friend, did you see that guy? Did you hear that? And she said, no. The next day, we were walking along again, and another guy who was running looked like a normal person, absolute normal person, came towards us, and he snorted like a pig as well. She didn't hear that one either, and she was right beside me.
Interesting.
I know. So from there, I kind of... I was put off England. It took me a lot to want to go back to England after that. But, and then we went to the United States. I went to the United States after that because I was traveling by myself.
Yes.
And it was pretty big for a 20-year-old just to do that.
Yeah.
And I stayed with a friend, a pen friend there, and we were in the parents' house, which was a really big house, and I was in the bedroom trying to sleep. And then basically I couldn't sleep all night. I felt like something was there. And I told her the next morning. She said, oh, well, I didn't actually want to tell you, but the house was built on the site that my uncle, unfortunately, he got killed by accident. And they built the house on that actual site. She said they often had visitation. So through my life it's probably been a bit of a theme, and That is
a big struggle for people like us who are sensitive to spirit and energy as well.
Yeah.
Is you can't unknow these things. Mm. It's like riding a bike. Once you learn to ride a bike, unless you had a major, major brain injury, you never forget how to ride a bike.
Mm.
And every time these incidents occur, it just trips off a switch and goes, ah, I know what that was.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, no, that's basically the ghost stories that I'll go with.
You stop in there, yeah? Yeah, I'll tell you one. I used to live in my grandma's house. My grandfather had passed when I was little, when I was 9. And so after I split up from my first husband, I was living at my grandma's house. And my pen pal, not my pen pal, that's you. My bestie, Claire, who used to work with me, she was at a loose end as well. So we decided to move in together and become flatmates, mm-hmm. basically. And we were sitting at home one day. So we were on opposite shifts in the factory. So when I came home on afternoons, she'd just be starting nights and stuff like that. But there'd always be like an hour that we were both home together. So we'd sit down and have a chat. And there was one time, I think I came home from work and she was just about to go to bed. And we were having a chat. Her boyfriend was already in bed snoring. And we were sitting down watching TV or we were having a chat, whatever. And we could hear footsteps going across the stairs. So mm-hmm. we lived in terraced houses. So you got the upstairs, downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
So we could hear these footsteps going across the landing, halfway down the stairs. And then they stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And we looked at each other, waiting for her partner to come out the door, just looking in the door, expecting, and nothing happened. So she said, I'm going to go and check this out. So she went upstairs to find him absolutely snoring. He was flat out in bed. Mm-hmm. There was nobody there.
Mm-hmm.
So she came down. She said, oh, well, that was weird. I said, yeah, that was a bit weird because it was distinct footsteps. So we waited for a few minutes, just carried on the conversation. It happened again. Crossed the landing, halfway down the staircase. And then he started coughing. And I looked at Claire and I said, if that's not him, I'm running out that front door. It was him that time. Yeah. We always talk about that situation. That was quite funny.
Yeah, no. There's been a number of episodes over life, so it does make you more, like you say, when you're susceptible to feeling the energies, yes. things will be a bit more...
Absolutely, and it's so easy to get gaslighted out of the situation as well. That's not your truth. That didn't happen, but in fact.
I can't say I'm religious because that didn't resonate with me, but over the years, like my mother, because my brother passed away, my mother got into your emotional state couldn't accept that, you know, that she was going to go after her son.
Yeah, yeah. Shouldn't be that way.
No, that's not the way life works. She said she felt like a part of her went down with him in the grave. And I immediately said, you know, if you're going to think like that, you're going to make yourself ill.
Yes.
Well, my mum basically passed away within three years later.
Yeah.
But for her and I, she was probably brought up in a family, well, probably just the age that they were and the way it was. They didn't talk about like, people after they died. And, of course, I'm very much the person's still here. We need to make sure that we mention them.
Yes.
And for my mother's side, I said to her, so we'll make a deal. So first one of us to go between us, we have to give each other a sign that we're okay.
Yeah.
Didn't think anything of it afterwards, and when my mum passed away, the very next day I was in my dad's house. Now, she had a magnet that was on the fridge that was so heavy, and it hadn't fallen off beforehand, didn't fall off after.
Yeah.
It fell off and fell on the floor, and it had her name on it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay, that's odd. my mum also was very, you know, she thought fantails, if they came inside,
was a
bad omen.
Yeah.
And a fantail came inside and it was flying around. And I'm like, look, it's already happened. You just...
Yeah, you're out, out.
And it wanted to come around and into a little window.
Yeah.
And then I realised, I went, oh, hi, mum.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, it's nice, but, yeah, let's not keep doing this.
Yeah.
So... Truth of afterlife, I've had a number of really good, events that have happened to actually show that. My brother, like, I smelt fish.
Okay.
Really strongly one night, not long after he died. And one of the last thing he basically, when we were having a conversation by ourselves, he said one of the things he would miss was fishing.
Okay.
And I hadn't clicked, and I said to my husband, do you smell that? Do you smell that fish? Because I don't like fish.
You know, that's actually very interesting, because I was wondering, what have I got in my room that's smelling like fish?
Oh, really? Awesome.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
I was wondering what candles or what pots have I got open that's gone off.
That's amazing. That's awesome. I can't smell it today. No. I'll let you do that.
That is very interesting. They should say that.
Yeah, no, that's special. I had a reading by a Hawaiian man that was... That's Life magazine. I don't know if you've seen that, right?
Yeah.
So I won a reading, and he was amazing. And he came through. He brought my grandfather, and there was key things that he said that it was like, yeah, I know who you're talking about. My grandmother... Now, her name's Minnie.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, she's indicating a little person. And I went, yeah, I know who you're talking about. And then brother. So the next song is actually quite relevant to this. Next song, I won't talk about that. My brother, I was holding his hand because it was very important to me that I'm there or when they cross over and help them to go. And I was holding his hand, and this reader, medium, picked up on that. He said, your brother would like to thank you for... He said, you were holding his right hand. And I said, oh, yep. He said, your brother would like to thank you for what you said in his ear. And I'm like, yeah, okay. And I basically said to him, it's okay to pass over, you know. I'll get emotional. So, it was pretty proof of afterlife that they're still here with us. It's powerful. It really is awesome.
And just a little more confirmation for you while we're both tearing up. What did you find out the garden earlier on?
Find in the garden?
What was out the garden? What did you comment about in
the
garden?
Oh, the fantail. Yes, the fantail. Oh, yes. Hello. That is cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Should we play a song?
Let's play a song. What song you chosen?
So this next song, like I say, was to do with my brother when he passed over, because my brother loved Bee Gees, and we were playing Bee Gees when he passed away, and the song that he passed away during was Gotta Get a Message to You by the Bee Gees. So so I've chosen that because it was obviously every time that song comes up, it brings up emotions.
Yeah.
The preacher talked to me and he smiled, said, come and walk with me, come and walk one more mile. Hold on, one more
and you're listening to the emotional roller coaster that is Love Keris on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM. Wow, what a beautiful story. We've connected with both your brother and your mother.
Pretty amazing.
That is so special, because I didn't know any of that was going on. I didn't know anything of that. I was holding it in thinking, should I say anything? I know I showered this morning.
Beautiful.
So, since they're here with us, and maybe there's a couple of other energies that would like to join in the play, I'm going to pull a few cards out for the collective. And the collective energies, whoever's listening at the moment, is you may find something that you need to hear. I'm using my cards called the Peace of Mind and Intuitive Healing Oracle. And I don't speak much about my cards. Maybe I'll do a little show all about them one day. But these cards were given to me during... I couldn't have been any lower in my life. And I learned as a child that if you need help, your spirit guides, your angels, whatever you want to call them, they're all there. They can see what's happening. They're listening. They can see your tears. But we all have free will. And they cannot help unless you specifically ask for it, okay?
It's a good tip.
It is, totally. And people, I've been...
They
like to jump out. That's one thing, right? People say to me, different people have been taught different things. I personally, this is just from personal life experience. My advice comes from personal life experience, okay? Mm. Some say you shouldn't ask the angels for help. They're far too busy. Well, angels are omnipresent. Mm. They can be with you, they can be with you, they can be with you, and they can be with me all at the same time, because that's how energy works. But also, we also have free will. Unless I'm willing to give up my, free will to allow some help from the angelic realms, nothing's going to change.
Mm.
These cards came when I couldn't get any lower. I had one child in New Zealand. I had one child in Wales. I knew my marriage was breaking down. I'd lost pretty much the respect and love of my family. And I just needed my babies back together. And I asked my angels, please bring me away. Send me a directive, show me how I can get my babies back together. And they started delivering these cards one at a time. And each card that came out, it was so specific to what I was going through at that moment in time. And they helped me understand what I needed to know to get through that situation, okay? So this is what these cards here, these cards have been... Fly it out.
Yeah, they have.
Specifically for you, so you need to know what you need to know right now to get you through whatever situation is going on, okay? And the first card that jumped out, stepping out of the shadows. Second card, not everyone that smiles at you is your friend.
Yes.
And the third card is called Pull Yourself Together. So, stepping out the shadows, okay, this is literally, if I could put this deck and the cards in a suitcase, this is what it'll be. This is like this is going hiking up the highest mountain, carrying a backpack full of rocks, yeah? They're full of big rocks that you are just carrying around everywhere, the weight is on your shoulders. You're feeling stressed, you're feeling burdens.
Mm-hmm.
But all these rocks are memories. They're triggers.
Yep.
They are things that are just there to spill you over. Should you take a wrong step and fall, this backpack full of rocks is just going to send you tumbling down the mountain. Whereas if you didn't have the backpack on, okay, you might slip and graze a knee, but you're not going to tumble down the mountain with the extra weight on your shoulders, yeah?
Mm.
So this card is asking you to be aware and to release the pain. Release the rocks.
And it's funny you should say that, because with all my learnings that I try to impart knowledge to help other people, one of the learnings for me is when you're emotional, it's held in various places. And Absolutely. For me, I have been feeling weight on my shoulders.
Yeah.
And I've had neck issues, shoulder issues that I'm having to deal with to try and help myself. So
I can help you with that in the physical realm as well. Yeah. Okay. But emotionally, this is what's going on.
Exactly.
Not everyone that smiles at you is your friend. You can, just because they appear to be holding a gift, you just gotta think, now that gift is wrapped. You don't really know what's inside. It could be a lump of diamond.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a lump of coal.
Mm.
Yeah?
Yeah?
You don't know what the intention behind that gift is. And this is where you need to use your intuition to completely understand that. On the third card, pull yourself together. Literally, you've got all the tools that you need to come through this process, okay? Put everything... sometimes it's easier just to take yourself out of the situation and talk about it as from a third person's viewpoint, because then you'll get the truth.
Right.
Once the emotion is gone, this is not happening to me, this is happening to a friend of mine. And what advice would I give her without any emotion tied in?
Mm.
Okay.
Very good. Does resonate.
Perfect. So I'm going to leave that with you, and you can sit and think about that while we play the song that you've chosen.
So, yes, we'll go on to a happy topic. So we'll stop talking about ghosts and grief and death. A happy song is Perfect by Ed Sheeran and Andre Bocelli, the Italian version, which means a lot to me with my family ancestry.
Cool.
So... part of obviously a Morati, which is Italian, and I connected heavily with my ancestry from the Italian side. In fact, we've been back a few times to the village that we originated, and there was just an absolute special feeling when you're there, you're walking on the ground that your ancestors walked. And like when we left on one of those trips, we were on the train, I said, you know what? I feel like a part of me has actually stayed here.
Yeah.
So this is our 20th wedding anniversary was spent back in the village that we came from, that I originated. And basically, we renewed our wedding vows in the church that my great-greats got married.
Perfect.
Mm. It was perfect.
Thank you.
sei la mia donna, la forza delle onde del mare, con i miei sogni, i miei segreti, molto di più. Spero che un giorno l'amore che ci ha accompagnato diventi casa, la mia famiglia, diventi noi. E siamo sempre bambini, ma nulla è impossibile. Stavolta non ti lascerò. Mi baci piano ed io torno ad esistere. E nel tuo sguardo
never heard the Italian version before. Wow, that sends shivers down my spine every time I hear that song, even if I don't know what they're saying.
Ed Sheeran did say, I mean, he did many versions actually of the perfect song, and he did say that was his favourite.
Yeah,
that was
yeah.
the best for him. So no, it was very, very special for us for our anniversary, and yeah.
Oh, that's lush. I love that story. And yes, we've come to the end of the episode now, and thank you so much for joining me today, Karen. It's been awesome getting to know you and finding out a little bit more about you.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, and yes, I think it kind of ends up being a bit of a healing session as well.
Yes, well, that's the thing. You know, when we just start talking, you know, there's, to be honest, there's not many times I have a conversation with people for no reason.
Yeah.
I don't do small talk.
Mm,
I don't do small talk very well. There's always something that comes out, and, you know, but it's been awesome, and I'd love to have the opportunity to chat to you again at any time.
We will. Yes, it sounds amazing.
Tell me some more about your adventures.
Mm, yeah, more to come.
Yes. So if you've enjoyed listening to Karen and what she can do to help and heal, what's the best way to connect with you?
My website is vibroacoustictherapy.nz, and because that's probably hard to spell, look on Karis's website or Facebook page.
And love Karis.
Love Karis. And we will post the link there. And also, if I mentioned earlier, if you would like to book a session to try vibroacoustic, which I think is very important to actually try it.
I tell you what, even if it's just something you're curious about, it, I'm for $10 off as well for the month of November. That's pretty awesome.
Just when you're booking, just mention the code ACCESS.
Perfect. Oh, well, thank you very much again. And I hope you all have an amazing day. Take care out there, and thank you for listening to Love Caress on Access Radio 104.4 FM. And if you have missed this show while it's on air, as any, they're all available on podcast or Apple Podcast if you've got Apple. So just look up Love Caress or Love Caress on the Access Radio media page and we'll hook you up. Or find us on Facebook. See you later. Love you.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.